The Gemara yesterday, the Gemara is explaining to us why we're checking at night. The reason is, the Gemara gives, it seems to be two reasons. Because Aranair Yafa the Bedika, and because B'sha Shebenei Mitzuyim Bebateihem. What the Mefarshim speak about is what happens if you could kind of like avoid both of those reasons. How could you avoid both of those reasons? Well, you could avoid the reason of B'nei Adam Mitzuyim Bebateihem. What happens if it's an Adam Batal, which means a person who doesn't have a job? So Mitzuyim Bebateihem is the pshat. We're worried people are going to be busy. They got a lot to do. He doesn't have anything to do. He's Adam Batal. So that's one thing. The other thing would be a person. What happens to Bayis Afal? Now Bayis Afal, we're assuming at the moment, according to these Rishonim, not like the Yushalmi, the Bayis Afal, you could use the Nair. So therefore, it's not Or Nair Yafal the Bedika at night, because during the day, also the sun's not. It's not. There's no Or Achama. It's not Machshich. You got both those reasons. Then in theory, you could check the morning of the 14th. You don't have to check the night of the 14th. That would be a possible nafkamina between these reasons that we're giving. Comes along Abaye, says the Gemara. Says the Heligi Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hilkach, Haitzur b'merabonon, Loliftach b'idnei b'urta detleis denagi arbeisar, Dilamashcha eshmaitza v'asi lemnuyim mitzvah. Says Abaye, therefore, this Tzur b'merabonon, which means like a budding scholar, Loliftach b'idnei, shouldn't open up his suya to learn b'urta at night, b'tleis denagi arbeisar, the night of the 13th, which is the beginning of the 14th, Dilamashcha eshmaitza, maybe he'll get drawn out in eshmaitza v'asi lemnuyim mitzvah, and he'll be held back from doing his mitzvah. So Abaye says, because of what you just said, therefore, it's going to come out the following halacha. It's interesting. There's a balabas that lives in Cleveland. His name is Farkas. He has a son who learns here in Yeshiva. And he gave me his notes on Pesachim. And he pointed out the following thing. This seems to be Abaye's niche. You know, different people have different niches. Abaye says later on, Tavkuf Tes Zayin, Amar Rabbi, Hilkoch, Tzorech Lekahuye, Vitzorech Lesmuche. Whatever that means, don't worry about it. And Yuma Ayin Dalet, Amar Rabbi, Hilkoch, Mande Isle Sudasa, Lo Lichla Elabiyamama. Amar Rabbi, Hil, in Megillah, Hilkoch, Haitzumer Rabban, the Shamale Milsa. Very famous one. In Sanhedrin, Membeis, Amar Rabbi, Hilkoch, Nemre Bimi Umad. Abai, that's Abai's kav. That's what Abai does. Abai does the hilkachs. You know, that's the way. That's Abai's approach. Every person has their, you know, their angle. So Abai is the hilkach person. Abai is the one that when he sees a sugya or a memra of a different amoira, the way what he does is he says, according to you, it's going to come out this way. So Abai is doing it over here also. Says Abai, hilkach haitzur b'meirabonon. It's interesting is that this memra of Abaye is paskin lahalacha. A person is not supposed to learn when it's time for bedikas chametz. The Rush brings it down lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down. A person is not supposed to learn. The shaila is that they bring it down as any person is not supposed to learn. What did Abaye say? Atzur b'mei rabbanon. So the Rush brings down lahalacha. A person shouldn't eat, but he shouldn't do work. He shouldn't learn. Before,
maybe only
Tzuvah Marabon is the Chayra. Abaye's Dibra Abaye V'Hoyve. Abaye's just saying, listen, you know, who do I have to warn about learning, you know, right before Pesach, right before Bedikas Chametz? Other people have other things on their head. Tzuvah Marabon might still be learning, so he's the one that you have to worry about that he's going to do it.
Or maybe he's the only one that will forget while he's learning.
Yeah, but the halacha is not like that. The halacha is any person, no one's allowed to learn. That's what I'm saying. In halacha, it's brought down that no one's allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to do anything. Why does Abaye say Tzuvah Merabbanan's not allowed to do it? If in halacha, anyone's not allowed to do it? Maybe. What?
Inequality.
What'd you say?
Inequality.
Inequality?
I mean, we have to worry about equality. We can't just say, okay, you're a dumb fuck. You're not allowed to learn.
Black lives matter.
We have to start naming people who's a dumb fuck and who's not ours. It's cool. We just made it a general.
So why did Abaye say Tzuvah Merabbanan? I got it. I guess we got more politically correct as the years went on. Abai was able to be a little bit more. Could be. Lemaise in the Rambam, it's takamashma that it's there's a difference between a tzur b'mei rabbanon and a not tzur b'mei rabbanon. If you look in the Rambam, we gave out, the Rambam is in two places, but in the back, in the Hare Kedem. Hare Kedem is written by Rabbi Michal Shurkin. My Rebbe is quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. He says the following thing. The Rambam says, Ein koivin medrash b'soif yud gimel, v'chein hachacham lo yaschil likrois b'shazu. So the Rambam seems to break it down into two different halachas. In koivin medrash b'soif yud gimel means no one should be koveya medrash at the end of yud gimel. V'chein chacham lo yaschil likrois b'shazu, and a chacham also shouldn't start being koireya, whatever that means exactly. It sounds like from the Rambam, almost like there's two different categories. Regular people. Regular people can't be koivin medrash. A chacham lo yaschil likrois. So says Rabbi Yosher Ber, the Hare Kedem, says the pshat is as follows. If you're talking about a regular person, so there's no chshash if he's like doing shnai mikra vecha targum, that he's going to end up like, you know, forgetting to do bedikas chametz. There's only a chshash if you're mamish in a base medrash, you're koiveya medrash, that everyone's sitting there learning, they got very involved, it's a very complicated sugya, and then he got caught up. Any person can get caught up in a sugya. But a chacham can't even learn even the slightest little thing, because if he learns a little bit, he might get totally like consumed with it. Even just reading Chumash, he'll be reading Chumash and he'll say this pasuk, oh, that reminds me of a vort, and that reminds me of this, and it reminds me, and before you know it, it's like 5 hours later, it's like, what happened? My regular people, ain't koivin medrash, they're, if they're in the base medrash, and there's a sugya that they're involved in, okay, they can get, it could be a very complicated sugya. But by a chacham, he can't even be koirea. He can't even read a pasuk. He can't do nothing. If he gets involved in Torah at all, he gets sucked in, and then who knows? He might end up not doing his bedikas chametz. Shami yimshach v'yimna bedikas chametz b'tchilas zman. At least don't do it in the right time. I'll call upon him. So that's what Abaye was saying. Haitzur b'mei rabbanon lo yiftach b'idnei be. He shouldn't learn it at all. He shouldn't be poseach at all. But the halacha is really true also, by every person shouldn't learn. But every person shouldn't learn something that's intrinsically very deep. A chacham can't even learn even the littlest bit. So why is Abai only talking about the chacham? The halacha is different by a chacham than everyone else. Abai seems to be zoning in on the tzur merabanan. Well, if I go back to all of those cases where Abai spoke, listen to this. It seems like Abai likes talking about the tzur merabanans. His hilkachs, Amar Abaye, Megillah Daf Chav Zayin, Hilkoch Haitzur B'mei Rabbanon D'Sham Alei Milsa. A Tzur B'mei Rabbanon, here's something, this is what he should do. In Beitza, Amar Abaye, Hilkoch Haitzur B'mei Rabbanon. In Kedushin, Amar Abaye, Hilkoch Haiman D'Shari Tzur B'mei Rabbanon. So there are four places in Shas where Abaye is addressing the Tzur B'mei Rabbanon. It sounds like that's what Abaye, that's like his niche. His niche is not just the Hilkach. His niche is the Hilkach and the Tzur B'mei Rabbanon. It happens to be true by other people also. Not identically true, but they also have a din, a limitation of not learning. But according to, but by Tzur B'mei Rabbanon, it's going to be a bigger limitation. Okay. The Mefarshim explain, What's the hemshech of Abaye? What's the hilkach? We just said before, the Gemara asked the question, why are you doing bedikah at night? The Gemara clarified why at night. Once you clarified, now you can't learn. Well, what's the hilkach? Says the Ritva, we gave it out in the over here in the Maror Makaymis. The Ritva says the following thing. If you would have said that the reason for doing it at night is because of Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvahs, if that would be the reason, then I would allow you to learn at night. Okay, you're right, Zrizim, it's an important thing, but not important enough to stop a person from learning. But now that we established that the reason why you're doing it at night is not because of Zrizus, rather it's because Oraner Yafel Lebedika, which would mean, what happens if you don't do it at night? Then you're going to have a bedika shaloi kiroi. You won't have a good bedika. We're good, we'll get to that. You have a bedika shaloi kiroi. You won't have a good bedika. You do it by day, you won't have a good bedika. Therefore, we're going to stop limud haTorah, so you should do your mitzvah properly. In other words, as follows. The Gemara entertained that the reason why we do B'dikanayit is because of the reason Ma'akdim the Mitzvahs. The Gemara slugs it up, but the Gemara entertained that. If that would be the case, if the reason why we do it at night is because of this reason, then the pshat is, it's a better mitzvah at night, but it's a fine mitzvah in the morning. A person that doesn't do a mitzvah b'zrizus, is there something wrong with the mitzvah? No, it's just, zrizim is even better. Zrizim makdim, then you got a good, you got like an extra credit in your mitzvah. Says the Ritva, for extra credit, we're not going to be mivatel to you from learning. So you learn, and therefore, it's not going to bother us. Maybe we don't say osik mitzvah by learning necessarily, but the point is that it's not, there's nothing going to happen wrong. Let's say you taka push off, you push off your bedika, you do it an hour later, 2 hours later, 4 hours later. Okay, so what? What happened? At the expense of Talmud Torah, we won't do it. However, now that we said that if you don't do the bedika at night, what's going to happen? You're not going to have a good bedika because Aranair is Yafel the bedika Balayla. So now you're saying you're going to end up with a subpar bedika. Now says the Ritva, now we'll stop your learning. Now we will, we'll taka tell you not to learn, or at least we'll tell you not to start learning. We'll be Monei from learning. However, says the Ritva, Miu, in Pasach, Eino Nidcha Lagamri. If a person started, let's say he was learning before, he had started learning beforehand. We tell you don't start to learn. But if you were already learning Beheter, you had already started to learn, so then we don't make you stop learning. You're already learning, you're already in this. We'll tell you, push your Chavrus off to later, learn later. But you're ready to learn with someone, so then you can finish learning, and then you can get back to your mitzvah. That's what the Ritva says. Because once you started Behet already, so we're not going to stop you. That's what the Ritva says. We're going to see. Hold on. We'll see in a second. See in a second. Okay.
Rabbi's talking about a time where he started at the time that you're not allowed to, or the time where. Or
we're
time
assuming you started when you're allowed to. Yeah. Now, this is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah is of the opinion that we do stop you. We do stop you. A person's learning, even if you start a beheter, you tell him, close the Gemara and go do your bedika. What's the pshat in the Ramah? I'll tell you, perhaps the pshat is as follows. What? So I'm going to explain. Perhaps as follows. The Ritva said, what's the real reason why we do a bedika at night? What did the Ritva say? Because Araner Yafala bedika. We weren't sure if that's the real reason, if you remember. We said maybe the real reason is because of Bnei Adam Mitzuyim Bevateyim Balayla. Right? If you hold the real reason is because of Bnei Adam Mitzuyim Bevateyim Balayla, what happens if a person forgets to do it at night? What are you at risk of happening?
Losing out.
He won't do it
at all.
You might lose your mitzvah totally. If the reason is just, you know, at night is the Aranair is Yafel Bedika. By day, can you do a Bedika? You could. It just won't be, it'll be a subpar Bedika. But if you're telling me the real chash is because we're worried that Bnei Adam are not Mitzvim Bateim by day, and then he's going to be busy, he might not do the Bedika at all. Now you have a major chash. There, says the Ramah, okay, so then tell him he's got to stop learning because you might lose your bedika totally. You won't have no bedika. We'll be in big trouble. We're in the baliwa bayu matze and chametz and everything. We can't do that. So close your Gemara. If that's the case, Rabbi Isai, it comes out we have three different shatan. If the reason why you're doing it at night is because of Zrizis, so then we don't stop your learning. If the reason you're doing it at night is because at night it's Aranair Yafel Bedika, you don't start to learn. But if you started, okay, he's doing it already. We're not going to make him crazy, okay? It's not, even if he messes up, he's not going to mess up royally. But if the reason is because Bnei Adam Mitzuyim Labateim, so then Adarabba, then we tell him you shouldn't start at all. Because the word is like this: if it's as Zrizus and you miss out on Zrizus, okay, it's not the best. If it's as Aranair Yafel Bedika, so it's not good. And if it's as Bnei Adam Betzuyim Bateim, then it's not at all. You might not have it at all. So those are the chayra, the three different levels of of what's going on over here. Says Abaye Hilkach, because it's not because of Zrizus, therefore you don't start, or therefore we even stop you. That depends on the different pshatim of what we have. L'chayra.
According to the Ritva, you can do it at day. You're allowed to continue learning until you do a day, or it's better to stop?
He says you'd be makatzer. Be makatzer.
So you shouldn't go till the day.
Yeah, for sure. We don't want you to do it during the day. But the risk that it's going to happen, we're willing to take the risk. Why? Because you're not going to lose the whole mitzvah. Even if you do it during the day, according to the Ritva, what's going to happen? So you have a mitzvah guru. You have the mitzvah. But according to what we're saying from the Ramah, the way we're understanding the Ramah, he's worried you're not going to get the mitzvah. You're going to end up with Bayu Rabbi Matze. He's worried about like a serious disaster happening here. So he says, close the Gemara and do it because you have a major chshash. And that's what the Ritva is saying over here. He's saying, look, it's anyway only Shetei B'dika Shalok Kiroi. So therefore, in Pasach in an Intcha L'Gamri. As follows, my friends. The Chashuk Yechem is Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein. He's the Rav in Ramat Gan. And Avig Mechaber Svarm. And he, a brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And he asked the following Shaila. Is a Rav allowed to sell chametz in the beginning of the night during the Zman Bedika? Is he allowed to sell chametz during the Zman of Bedika? Says the Yitzchak Zilberstein. He says that he brings from the Sefer Sha'ar Mitzvah of Halacha, is Rabbi Brown, he's a Rav in Flatbush, and he says that the following Svara. He says, what's the problem with a person learning or doing other things when it's to reach the Zman Bedika because we're afraid you're going to get caught up in this and get distracted and forget to do that? But if what you're busy in right now is me'inyan le'inyan be'oisai inyan, which means that what you're doing right now is also, you know, chametz material, it's also within the realm of chametz, we don't really have to be worried about the fact you're going to get distracted and you're going to end up missing out on your mitzvah. So therefore, says the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein from the Sha'ar Mitzvah B'Halacha, that a Rav is allowed to sell chametz when it's the beginning of the night. Why? Because right after he goes and sells his chametz, what's he going to do? He's going to do a bedikah because he's busy with the chametz. He's not forgetting that it's... If a person gets tifarayin and a sugya and meruba and he's dealing with Karen Kincha Gunov and Tishlim Kiyawa Chamisha, Imamish loses himself. He doesn't remember where he is, bechlal. He might forget. He might not do his bedikah. But if what he's doing is, Mamish, he's oisik in Inyone Pesach. No, but right when he leaves the selling, then he'll also go.
But now that chametz, he's like, it's kind of out of his mind.
And a chanami, but the point is that he's not busy with something else. So he'll finish selling and he'll go straight to do his bedikah. As much as he's also like, you're right, he's putting it out of his mind, but this moment, that's what he's busy with. We're not busying him with anything else.
Is it a factor that it doesn't take 4 hours to sell chametz?
It seems like you can't do anything at all. That's part of the Shaila, maybe. It depends on or how much you're not allowed to learn.
It sounds like a similar
deal. Are you allowed to just like look something up? Or you're not?
Depends who you are.
The Lashon of the Rashi is you can't be Kaiveya. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, what Lashon? Lo yazgila im kava eis lilmod balelos. You have a kvias of a time to learn. So I had two different pshatim on what Rashi meant. Either Rashi meant, listen, if you just like flipping through a sefer, it's not a problem. Just flipping through a sefer, it's okay. You know, like you're not really learning. You're not. It's going to take a few seconds. You're going to be done in a few seconds. If you have a kvias, so then it's mamish. You're sitting. You know, you sit down. You mamish get into your learning. But like that, so maybe then your svara would be a good svara. That's like, you know, how long does it take to sell chametz ready? It's not a big thing. You know, you're not gonna. You'll be done in a second. But I think that there's another pshat in Rashi, is the other way around. Maybe Rashi means to say that Avadi are not allowed to even learn a little bit. The Havamina was maybe maybe that you would be that we wouldn't be madcha a person who's being who has a kvias. Like, I have a kvias. I learn 8 to 9 every single night. You're going to make me not learn 8 to 9? If you're stam learning something, so what are you doing? Why are you learning? Learn later. What are you learning now for? Maybe Rashi's saying kvias because that's the only reason why we would think that he's allowed to learn. But for sure, you can't even pick up a sefer. What Akiva is saying is maybe it depends if you're a Talmud Chacham or not. Talmud Chacham, we don't allow him to touch a sefer. He touches the sefer, we could lose him. It doesn't make any difference what he's learning, you know? Maybe it could be.
Who falls into that category?
Yeah, I guess that goes back to what Rav Shlaim is saying. I don't know. Now, all of you. Is that good? Okay. Rabbeisai, like this. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, and he wants to suggest that maybe, or it's not only him, it's even actually the Sefer Agudas Ezoif. He wants to suggest that maybe a person should be allowed to learn certain topics. Even though it's the Zman for Bedikas Chametz, what should he be allowed to learn? Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. If you're lending him, sell the Chametz. So you should allow him to learn Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. And Taka, the Zoy Paskin, the Sefer Agudas Ezoif, that a person is allowed to learn Hilchos Bedikas Chametz.
Even a Chacham?
So Chayra, according to the Rambam, it might depend. Maybe you let people do, Mechiras Chametz. Why? Because right afterwards he's going to go do his Bedika. But learning Hilchos Chametz, you might not let him do Talmud Chacham, because he's going to learn Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, get all busy learning, he's going to get all orangutan in the learning, and he'll forget it. What? Because a Talmud Chacham, even in halachas, a Talmud Chacham gets ganz in a rangaton. I'll tell you a story that happened with the Reb Shach. It's a somewhat famous story. At one time, a bacher was by Reb Shach's house, and he was standing by the door. No one was answering the door. And all of a sudden, he smelled smoke coming from the kitchen. So he had took the courage, and he just burst into the house, and he saw Reb Shach was in the kitchen. He was mixing rice with a Mishnah Brura, and there was smoke like coming out. Pshach was with the Mishnah Brura, and he was totally lost himself. He was knocking on the door, he didn't hear. There was smoke coming out in here. He was on Mishnah Brura. So if someone like Pshach, he can't let him touch a sefer, but you got to do Bedikas Chametz. He's gonna get stuck. 4 hours later, he's gonna be like, "What happened?" And like,
Talmud Chacham could also get lost in Mechiras Chametz, hacking with
That's not you're not there's not you're not doing halachas. That you have to know. That's not in this. Maybe not. It has to be if he's getting involved in halachas, but if it's just the maises, maybe not. I hear. I'll call upon him. Comes along, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. He actually says it based on a Chavetz Chaim, and he says a different svara. He says the following thing. He says that you cannot allow a rav to sell chametz according to the shita of the Ramah. The Ramah said you have to stop learning even if you started a beheter. Now, what was our svara? What was our pshat we said in the Ramah?
Because
we're afraid that people are only in their house at night, and if you don't do it at night, you'll end up missing the mitzvah totally. That was our svara. But if there's no chashash you're going to miss, like he's doing bedikas chametz, so we said, okay, maybe according to Ramah, it should be fine. Says the Chavetz Chaim a different svara. He says, you know why you have to stop? Because the time for Bedikas Chametz is very precise. When is the Zman of Bedikas Chametz? Exactly Tchilas Halayla. We'll see what it is exactly. Exactly Tchilas Halayla. So if you don't do it at Tchilas Halayla, you did it at the wrong time. So I don't care if you started your learning beheter. Now is the time for Bedikas Chametz. You have to do Bedikas Chametz. Not because we're choishesh that you won't do it later. Because you need to do it now. Now is the time.
So how does the Rifa answer for this?
Hold on a second. I want to get back. Hold on a second. He says the following thing. Says the Mishnah Brura. Ikur mitzvahs bedikas chametz is kavu chachomin tchilas halayla. Chom were kaveya tchilas halayla is the zman for bedikas chametz. So we don't. You started beheter. It's beautiful. It's wonderful, but you can't not do bedikas chametz just because you started beheter. And when's the time of bedikas chametz? Tchilas halayla. Period.
So what about the shita of zrizos and
achanami? If you're going with zrizos, so then the time is not tchilas halayla. Tchilas is better because of zrizos, but the entire day could be your reason.
Who said Tchilas Laila is the time to do the mitzvah?
That's the way that the Mishnah Brura is understanding in the Ramah. And I understand that that could be very pasha pshat in the Mishnah. Arla Arbasa, Bait Kenetz HaChametz. When do you do it? Arla Arbasa. That's when you check. Which Mishnah is saying is Tchilas
Laila. What's the reason?
Those are the reason why Chazal were Kaveya Tchilas Laila. But now, we're not going into the reasons anymore. According to what we're saying, we're not looking at the reasons. I'm asking you, when is Bedikas Chametz? The answer is not the night of the 14th. What's the answer? The beginning of the night of the 14th. And if you don't do it then, you didn't do your mitzvah right. You didn't do the mitzvah right. It would come out lefizah the following thing. For example, let's say a person doesn't do Bedikah at the beginning of the night. It would appear, according to the Mishnah Brura, you don't make a bracha. You're not doing the mitzvah right. Then you shouldn't stop from learning anymore. Could be. Because you already lost it. It was already done. Right?
When is that end of the beginning of the night?
That's a good question. What's the time frame exactly? It's a good question. But that's what the Mishnah Brura seems to say. According to this Mishnah Brura, what would be if I have a very important shear? I got a very important shear. Ready? We'll get back to you, I think. Okay, I'm sorry about that. We got a very important shear. I'm saying a very important shear. A very important meeting. A very important something. And I say, listen, I make a shamer. I tell him, I call up my good friend. I tell Ellie Katz, Ellie, do me a favor, remind me, okay? I have to do Bedikas Chametz afterwards. You're going to remind me? Yeah? Okay, so even if I forget, Ellie's going to remember. And I tell Yisrael, if Ellie forgets, you remind me, okay? Okay, now I have two shaymim. And I tell Akiva, now I have three shaymim. I think that's going to be enough. You know, they're going to make sure I do the Bedikas Chametz, right? Is that okay? You put shaymim up. Sharat Tzion on the Mogen Avra, on the Ramah, says you have shaymim, you're good to go, you're fine, don't worry about it, you could go. You have a shaymim. The whole chash was you're going to end up forgetting, so and you won't do it till tomorrow, and tomorrow you might end up doing it at all, so make you stop learning. But if you put up shayrim, then you don't have to stop learning. According to the Chavetz Chaim, of course you have to stop learning. It has nothing to do with you're not going to do it tomorrow. It's that right now is the time to do it. So according to the Chavetz Chaim, shayrim aren't going to help you. Shayrim are not going to help you. This is the zman. Chofetz Chaim is saying that when is the time for Bedikas Chametz? Not the night of the 14th, the beginning of the night of the 14th. So if I'm not going to do it in the beginning of the night of the 14th, I'm not doing the mitzvah properly.
But if Shemim get you to stop learning right then,
No. The Shemim are going to remind me after I finish the shir. I'm going to say now a 2-hour shir.
So what's the point of Shemim period?
Because again, I'll explain to you. I thought the problem was, if you say the problem in the Ramah is we're afraid that you're not going to do it at night, and the next day you're going to be too busy, you'll end up not doing your bedik at all. So therefore, we need you to do it now, because if you don't do it now, you might never do it. But if I have a shomer, hold on, if I have a shomer later on, the shomer will make sure I'll do it later. He's going to make sure I do it later. Then we can allow you to continue your shir, because there's no need to do it right now. It's just need to do it tonight.
Right, but if you knew that there is a mitzvah, and it's a one-time mitzvah, one time a year, how often are you going to miss that?
We're afraid that a Talmud Chacham gets involved in the shiur, he's going to miss it. He's going to get too busy. He's going to get distracted. He's going to get so involved in his learning.
So he gets so involved for how many hours that he...
Apparently, this is a chashash. This is the chashash. He's going to miss the whole night.
He missed a lot of stuff.
What?
I don't know. It's a little hard for someone to miss
a Talmud Chacham
to miss
time.
Yeah, I find that hard.
Well, I don't... So it could be you never met a Talmud Chacham.
They don't care about halacha?
It's not they don't care about halacha. That's why we're making this halacha, because they're going to make this mistake. I want to tell you something. Rav Ruderman used to have a rule. Rav Ruderman had a driver, and his driver was not allowed to talk to him in learning. Ever. Because one time, Rav Kalevsky was driving Rav Ruderman to a wedding, and they missed the exit by 30 exits. It's like he was talking learning, and he was just driving. I heard this from his driver. He has his other driver. I once asked him, "Do you ever speak to a woman in learning?" He said, "No, he wouldn't talk to me in learning." So why not? He said, "Because one time they missed the chuppah, they missed the dance, they missed the everything." He said, "Because the two of them were talking learning, and boom, it's like that was it. It was like there was nothing else in the world. We talk about in the Haggadah, Gias my Kriyas Moshe Shachris. They're learning over there. They don't realize it's time to daven, Rabbi. You've been doing this all night." Talmud Chacham gets totally caught up. He gets totally consumed in his learning, and we're afraid he's gonna miss it. What? So there are times you have to see exactly how it works. But there are times when you're not doing the mitzvah lachatchila and you don't do it with a bracha. So you have to know exactly how much. What's called if you're missing the zman? If that's called the zman, it's not clear that that's the zman. It's not clear that's the zman over there, Benachana. Kitzur, my point is like this. The Chavetz Chaim is saying a different gedank over here. He's saying a different pshat. He's saying a more of a lumdish of art. He's saying the reason why we stop you from learning is because this is the zman. Now is the zman. It's not the pshat because we're afraid that you're going to miss out on later or something like that. Because now you have to light. Now's the time to do it. A person's learning. And it's time to light candles on Shabbos. We tell them, okay, we're afraid. You can't light later. Now you have to light now. Now it's time to light candles. You have to stop learning. You have to light candles. So right now, now's the time to Dikas Chametz. You have to stop learning. Time for Dikas Chametz. Right.
He might forget.
Okay, so now what Reb Shlomo is pointing out is what does it mean Dilma Asilim Nuye Mi Mitzvah? There's going to be many different pshatim. According to the pshat of the Ritva, we don't really mean that he's not going to do the mitzvah, because the Ritva says we're just worried he'll do it in the morning and it won't be a bdika karoy. So it won't do the spitz mitzvah, is the way that the Ritva seems to be learning. The pshat that we were learning is that no, in the Ramah at least. No, we're afraid you're not going to do it at all, because you don't do it at night. Then you have a problem of bnei adam are not matzuyim bebateihem. You might end up missing the whole mitzvah. You lose the whole mitzvah. Asur l'mnuyim mitzvah. And according to the pshat that the Chavetz Chaim is saying in the Ramah, the pshat is there's the ikur mitzvah is to be done. You have to do it bismanoy is the zman of tchilas laila. You're missing out on the ikur mitzvah, not because you're doing the mitzvah. It's not you're not doing it as well. You're missing a component of the mitzvah. You won't make the bracha.
But it's right now.
What?
What's bothering me in the
lesson
is that...
Oh, so we'll see that. That I'll see. I can't understand that. I'll see that. Okay. So comes, if you look, in the Oil Torah, he brings a fascinating machloikas of when do you stop learning? When are you supposed to stop learning? He brings from Rashi. Rashi says, we have the Rashi in front of us. Rashi says, "Beurta detleisar nagi arbeisar lel yitzias shloish aser shuknisas arba aser vulel bedikas chametz." Rashi seems to say it's talking about the night of the 14th, which would mean after tseisa kochavim. After tseisa kochavim, that's what Rashi seems to be learning. The language of the Gemara is very wordy. Gemara says it's the Urta de Tleisar Nagi Arbesar. Just say Nagi Arbesar. It's the night of the void. It's Urta de Tleisar Nagi Arbesar. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns, when are you supposed to stop learning? Soif Yoim Shloish Asar. The end of the 13th. The Rambam stops you from learning when it's still the 13th. When it's still the 13th, he stops you from learning.
It could be a minute apart, no?
It could be, but there's a point here. I mean, it's probably half an hour here. I think the Mefarshim say half an hour. Half an hour before Shkia, you really can't be learning according to the Rambam. Why does the Rambam stop you on the 13th? Because the Rambam needs you to do the Bedika when? Beginning of the 14th. If you are learning and you get distracted a little bit and you don't start on time, we're in trouble. You got to start on time. So the Rambam is stopping you from the day before is stopping you from doing it. According to the pshat we're saying in Rashi, listen, we're worried that the entire night you're going to, okay, so until the 14th, we don't have to stop you from learning. When you hit the 14th, then we'll stop you. But according to the Rambam, of course you have to stop the beginning of the 14th. That's obvious you stop. Now's this month, it's now or never. So what does the Gemara mean saying it's stopping you? The Rambam says it's stopping you from the night before. The day before it's stopping you from learning. You can't learn on the 13th, according to the Rambam, because we're afraid that learning will drag into the 14th, and if that happens, you miss out on your time.
Why is that a machloik? Because you can just say that the Rambam is being more machmer on just being more precise of when the 14th is.
What?
You can just say that the Rambam is being more machmer.
Why is the Rambam being more machmer on the... You're right, but according to what he's saying, the Rambam is being more machmer because the Rambam... Where did the Rambam know this from? Okay, how did the Rambam know that we're stopping you on the 13th? Because of what Reb Shlomi's question was. Of course we're going to stop you on the 14th. We have to stop you because how could you learn if you're supposed to do B'dikas Chometz? So what do you mean, stop you from learning? The answer is that what we're saying is, no, we're stopping you from beforehand because maybe it'll drag in. But if we're stopping you on the 14th, we're stopping you because you're supposed to do anything B'dikas Chometz now. You're not supposed to be learning. But the Gemara says, no, we're stopping you because it might drag in. So the Rambam understands that it has to be the beforehand. That's how the Ram knew it's talking about even on the 13th. Yes, Rav Moshe.
What about davening? Would you be able to?
It's a very good question. It's a good question.
Why davening is not the chashash that would be...
According to the Ram, it's not about a chashash. You have to start at this man. This is this man. You have to start at this man, according to the Ram. But it comes out of the feet of Rambam. Lefi the Rambam, I'd like to suggest that there's certain things that we've been discussing in the other Rishonim that the Rambam would not, if this pshat that we're saying in the Rambam would not be true. For example, as follows. We said, what happens if you have a person who he's an Adam Batal and he's in a Bayis Afel, which means that he doesn't have a job and he's in a dark place. We said, maybe you could do the B'dik in the morning. Why? You don't have a chashash of Bishab Shabnei the Matsuyim Bateyem because he doesn't work. He's always in his house. You don't have a chashash of Oranel Yafel the Bedika because it's a Bayis Afel. So you can do it in the morning of the 14th. That's what the Rishonim say. According to the Rambam, it's not true. According to the Rambam, what is the Zman of Bedikas Chametz? The Zman of Bedikas Chametz is the night of the 14th. Finito! Period! That's it! That's the Zman! Finished. Don't start telling me what the reasons are in the svaras. Chazal were koiveya. There's a zman. Or lar basar boikenes achametz loraner. Finished. That's your zman. What was the sibas hatakona? What was the reason why Chazal were koiveya? That's the Gemara discusses. But once the Gemara tells us the reason, the takana is you have to check the beginning of the 14th. This is your zman. It's not. You could call it a plug. Or I would just say the Chazal made the Koveya Zman for the Takana. Chazal said, when should you light? You should light the night of the 14th. The Tchilas night on the 14th. The Achorinim speak of another thing. What happens if a person decides he's going to light the night of the 13th? He's going to do Bedika. He's going to do Bedika the night of the 13th. Now he's great. He doesn't got anything to worry about. It's at night. And you don't have to worry about, it's at night, between, but hey, everything's good. It's all good. Can he light the night? Can he do Bedika the night of the 13th?
Stop his mind.
I would suggest, according to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. You can do the Bedika if you want, but you're not going to make a bracha. That's not the Zman. According to the other Rishonim, it's Takamach Leikas in the Achroinim. According to the other Achroinim, There's no zman. We don't want. We want you to do it at night because if you don't do it at night, you might end up getting a messed up bedika. You have a bad bedika in the morning. You won't have any bedika. But there's no real zman. We haven't really locked you into a specific time. We're trying to make it in a that you're not going to end up doing it wrong. So the 9th and 13th is great. If you're not going to do it wrong, you do it 9th and 13th.
You do it a month before the bracha, according to this.
Probably maybe up to a month. Yeah. Up to a month. Once you hit a month, then you can't do it anymore.
Didn't we say by Zrizos that...
Because a month is when Chiy Bedika comes.
Didn't we say by Zrizos that the connection between Mila and Bedika was that it's a Chanas Mitzvah, and then you have to do the day of?
That what?
We said by Zrizos that the reason Mila and Bedika are connected because it's Bedika is a Chana.
Right, correct. Right.
So but we said that if it's a Chana Mitzvah, you can only do the day of. So how would you be allowed to go the day before?
It's not you're only allowed to do it the day of.
You can only do it that day.
But you can do it before if you want. Just Jesus is only mechayiv you to do the day of. It's not mechayiv you to do it any earlier, but you can do it earlier if you want, if you so choose. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is the this discussion in the sugi here of a person not learning or not doing anything else before he does the Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara now continues with another Shaila. Says the Gemara, Boy minayim Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok ha-maskir bayis l'chaveru bar basar al mi livdoik. Al-maskir livdoik, the chamir didehu, adum al-soicha livdoik, the isura birshusei koi. A person rents a house from someone. So who has to do the Bedika? Who has to do the Bedika? Does the masker have to do the Bedika? After all, it's his chametz. Or does the soicha have to do the Bedika? After all, it's his house. Even though, he doesn't own the house, but he rented the house. Right now, the house is in his possession. It's now considered to be his house. When you rent a house, it's now your house. So now we got one person's house, and the other person's chametz. Who does the Bedika? So Rabbi Yisai, the knee-jerk reaction would be something like, well, it depends. Is Bedika als... Als what? I'm being simple. I'm being very simple.
Shema
Yavar Le'achloi?
Or Bal Yira?
I still try to figure out who has Shema Yavar Le'achloi, who has Bal Yira. But, Avrami's getting into the lumnus already of the, is it asked mitzad the cheftza, the bias, or is mitzad the gavra? Boikin as a chometz, a deacon, the Mishnah maybe. Akoponim, this is going to be part of the Shaila. We'll continue with this and more tomorrow.